This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, LB on history.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
We like to do this occasionally. As Hillman says, we like to provide educational material on this show, not
yes.
just boobs and food and sports.
Although I don't know that this is the segment to really provide that educational material.
It's as close as we're going to get,
Danielle. That's true. It's a crapshoot.
We got nothing else.
Sometimes he surprises us.
Right, he does. Sometimes he's very surprising.
I did pretty good with this, man.
Depends on whether or not there's been a TV special.
That's a whole nother subreddit. Again.
Okay. Just because you attended a college, like when you go to college, you walk through the door.
It's true.
And you don't absorb any knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
you walk with
yes.
a diploma.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're smarter than me.
LB, that's very true in my case. Point taken. Point LB right there.
I mean, look how many times LB has partied at Northeastern or Boston College.
Right. Technically.
Ergo, he should have an honorary degree,
right.
like Hillman is an honorary member of the Professional
right.
Firefighters Association of Massachusetts.
Right. LB has spent so much time at colleges.
Yeah.
And in a span of 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have some kind of honorary doctorate.
Nailed a ton of chicks
like
at Hillsides.
Yeah.
You know, lived in the mods at 28B.
The yeah. mods. Yeah.
Tommy Mack slammed my head through the wall
okay.
at 28B.
Okay. Let's get to the real history
okay,
part, though.
Let's do
all right.
This.
Not LB history. It's LB on history. All right. And this is where mention a subject or a person in history to Lyndon Byers, former Boston Bruin, and he tells us as much information as he can on that particular subject or person. Are we ready? Stiz, you got the clock going there? All right, LB, tell me everything you know about William Henry Harrison.
Not a clue.
And scene.
There you go.
Time.
Just let the clock run
I'll
out.
Give you a clue.
Okay, I'll tell you what. William is the long part of Bill.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so
yeah.
William can be Bill.
Okay.
All right.
He's a three-name guy, so I would hazard a guess he might be a serial killer.
Okay.
Just taking a shot in the dark.
Three names. That's usually a serial
right?
killer.
Three
no,
names,
three
is, usually,
three names
right?
is usually a serial killer thing. I'll give him
that's
that.
True.
Three-name
right.
chick is a psycho. Three-name
right.
guy is usually a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
I'm flipping Stiz off because he's IGing me. Oh, is
okay.
that Facebook Live?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Inappropriate.
Can I give you another clue?
You know what? George Harrison was a member of the Beatles that
okay.
carries the same last name as
right.
Bill.
That's very true.
Harrison.
Okay.
Yep.
10 seconds.
He's doing something. He did something that he was involved in something that's also happening today.
He was a president.
Oh.
Well, there
okay.
you go.
Time.
He's
okay.
one of the first five presidents of the United States.
Okay, there you go. And
okay.
Danielle?
Let's fact check the
yeah.
first few things LB threw out
okay.
before we get to the actual stuff, okay?
For William Henry Harrison, an LB on history.
Bill Henry Harrison.
Okay, Bill Henry. Yeah, sure.
Well, to his buddies.
Lyndon said William is the long form of Bill. I believe that is correct.
That's true.
Yes, Bill is in
okay.
fact the shortened form of William.
There's a point.
LB said that William Henry Harrison is a three-name guy. Yes, William, Henry, and Harrison. Those are three names.
Okay, good. There's two things you got right, LB.
Yep. Said he was a serial killer. That's incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
LB said George Harrison was a member of the Beatles. That, I believe,
okay.
is in fact correct.
That's another fact correct. Okay.
And he said that William Henry Harrison was a president, which is also correct.
Well,
yes.
I got the clue from Shear, though.
Yeah.
We'll give you that.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's fine.
Sure.
And he said he's one of the first five presidents, William Henry Harrison, actually the ninth president of the United States.
Close.
And Shu, you can go ahead and give us a little bit more information.
William Henry Harrison, I believe, was the first president to die in office. He only served about a month.
Oh.
Because I believe he gave over 2-hour inauguration speech during a cold rainstorm.
Oh gosh.
And he didn't want to call it short. You know, he didn't want to cut it off.
And they didn't have Monkey back then to hold the umbrella over them.
Yeah. So basically he caught pneumonia and was sick the whole time, passed away after a month. So he served he was the shortest serving president, I believe.
Yes.
Also, as well as the first to die in office.
Yeah. See, that's a tough call. I mean, I didn't get here till 82. So, I mean, I've soaked up some U.S.
That's true. And he was president in 1841, you couldn't have known.
Well, and I'm not a political presidential guy.
What?
But now that you mention it, I remember, you know, because Hillman was talking about him, you know, because didn't we talk about him with Jack?
Probably.
We maybe had. Yeah,
right.
I think
so,
we did a whole
yeah.
thing on him with Jack.
I bet
Jack.
We did, because Jack knows all the presidents.
Exactly.
And you don't know Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Jack.
I'm not wishing ill will on our president-elect today, but, I did this because he mentioned, I'm going to keep it short.
Yes.
They said that it's probably going to be a 20-minute speech.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, Stiz, if you can find that cut about him talking in the rain about Trump. And
that
he
was
also,
pretty funny.
He also,
I thought that
yeah,
was pretty
he
funny.
He also, you know, made fun of himself. For giving a speech in the rain.
Tomorrow we have a speech, probably around 12 o'clock. It may rain, it may not rain. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I mean, the truth is, if it really pours, that's okay, because people will realize it's my real hair, and
yes.
that's okay. It's okay. Might be a mess, but they're going to see that it's my real hair.
I love it. That's awesome. This texter, you're right. He literally talked himself to death.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's going to happen to LB.
No.
yeah, it might.
It could.
Although I wasn't thinking talk, but it does end in a K.
That hasn't killed him yet either.
But yeah, so there you go. LB on history. Thanks, LB. You actually got some right. Not about.
Not really.
Not really about him, but you
one.
Did get some facts straight in there.
Just general facts, you mean?
Right. Yeah, like
yeah, about
got
other
some,
things.
Yeah,
well, there's
I'm
a lot
trying
of
to give him some credit here.
There's a lot of millennials out there that don't
millennials?
Know. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I call them millennials, whatever.
Okay.
You know, I think it's cocky that they have to own a name, but, you know, they probably didn't know who the Beatles were.
Right.
Hmm.
Now and now they're
and now
on,
they know
now
that George Harrison
iPhone.
Was one of the Beatles.
They just Googled it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So and they know that he wasn't related to the shortest serving president
exactly.
in the United States. Good.
That
so there we
English.
Go. There's a positive spin to LB on history.
Huzzah. Nice
All
work,
right.
big guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.